This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now for us to do the weekly job that we have. It's tough work. Somebody's got to do it. So I have volunteered, and along with me, I've grabbed a couple of other successful broadcasters. I guess it depends on how you measure success. I'd like to think they were successful broadcasters. They would be Rick Jensen, who is on the air WDEL in Wilmington, and I have proof of that in just a matter of moments. Some great audio from a great broadcaster. And then there's another great broadcaster, Victoria Jones, here with us from the D.C. Radio Company to talk about the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. Top 10 stories, top 10 people, list the things that we do every week. Does it seem like it was just yesterday or moments ago when we did this for last week? The time, if we had an 11th issue, maybe we could talk about time and how we use our time and where the time goes and is it really moving faster. It just seems like everything, we're all so busy, maybe that's the reason for it. At any rate, the story list starts at number 10 with the cancellation of Woodstock 50. That probably doesn't mean much to anybody here except me, because Jensen's too young, Victoria didn't grow up here, and...
Excuse me, I'm too young.
Oh, okay. You're too young.
Good. Good job.
Yep. Yeah, right. Okay. So, anyway, the fact that there was going to be... Well, there were two acknowledgments of Woodstock from the summer of 1969. And as a result of that, there were plans that have been made, money that's been spent. Investors got involved to try to get back to Max... farm? Yasgur, I think is his name.
Yeah.
And so that didn't happen. And now there's another one someplace else. There's some kind of recognition. But it's kind of too bad because it's been neat to see all of those aging rockers, Rick, get together to see, you know, kind of get the feel of how different it is. Or is it? Have we been, for the past 50 years, we've been protesting this actually for 100 years, 1,000 years. Americans haven't been around for 1,000 years, but people have been protesting for as long as, I guess, people have been around, because they don't like certain authority, don't like being treated the way they do. And really, in 1969, I was on the air in Boston at WVBF.
Wow.
I was teaching school during the day.
Teaching school? I was still a little girl wearing school uniform.
I'm sure you were. I was teaching junior high school English and speech. My second year having done that. And I remember the Vietnam War and the problems that created in our country. The whole thing, just when you get down to brass tacks here, the country was a mess. And then I think fast forward 50 years later, the country still is a mess. And we've been through lots of messes between then and now. I'd like to think that there's an opportunity for us. Or maybe I think about protesting because I love to be a rabble-rouser, and I like to be an anarchist, and I like to be a contrarian. But does it do any good?
What's happening is you're trying to capitalize on a feeling that really doesn't exist as it did in that time. Here in Delaware, we had this huge music festival called Firefly, and people are there for the music and to have fun. But they had to cancel Woodstock 50, Doug. They had to, because all the hippies are tripping on acid in nursing homes now.
Well, that's one reason. The other reason was that it was, in business sense, it was a disaster. It was badly organized.
Yes.
And they hadn't adapted to the way that the music industry is organized today. Mm. And their final venue, the Merriweather Pavilion in Maryland, so it wasn't even going to be in upstate New York, was the final straw for the artist because they couldn't get the upstate New York venue where they were going to have allegedly 150,000 people. They were going to have, you know, like 30,000 people. There's a clause in a lot of these artists' contracts that says you can't perform at a venue that's too close to other venues where you're going to be touring. And it's like, we're not going to perform at Merriweather because it violates our clause. Everybody's piling out, apart from which it already had Woodstock 50 had doomed attached to it. Nobody wanted to be associated with this festival.
Yeah. Speaking of something nobody wants to be associated with, number nine, the continuing focus on Jeffrey Epstein and what a subhuman pervert he is, how he got away with what he got away with, and one would wonder with all the people who wanted to be around him because they wanted to go to Lech Island or whatever it's called, and the people who have been tainted by being close to him or being connected to him. But guys like that, I just think you disembowel them and you send them on their way. That's what is the big deal? Why is our society, we do a lot of other crazy, crude stuff, so just that's the way you take care of this guy. And anybody else who does them from, in my world, if you're a rapist, you become your castration bait as soon as you get into the jail cell. And a lot of depending on where they put these guys, because there's this interesting sense of justice in prison when it comes to stuff like this. And most of these, like that pedophile priest from Boston, he lasted 3 weeks in jail. That was the end of him. And, you know, do we talk, it's kind of like we're talking about rats in a shooting gallery, but you know, I mean, this—what does Jeffrey Epstein deserve? What kind of treatment does he deserve? What's the end result going to be of all of the attention-focused trials and things like that? You put him in a jail cell in general population, and leave him there overright. And the
state saves
a lot of money.
Well, so let me ask you this: Have any of you read any detail on? On it, with somebody attacked him, it was reported as attempted suicide. That seems nonsense because he obviously is in some sort of general population. Have any of you seen any detail on suspects attacking him in jail?
Not a word.
I've not been able to figure out exactly what happened on that, and so I've not seen detailed reporting on it. I think they're still trying to figure out what happened, and I'm waiting to see, the serious in-depth papers or the New York Post, because they would be a good one also. Because the New York Post gets good scoops on things like this. Also, the Times, AP, Reuters, people like that, or the Washington Post. Somebody is going to speak to somebody who knew something, or CNN, somebody, or Fox. But we're going to find out because something obviously happened.
Yes.
Obviously happened. But, there's another piece to this. Yes, he deserves harsh, harsh justice. But for the multiple victims, alleged victims here, many of them want a day in court. And so we can't just say, yes, let's lock him up and throw him to the other inmates, because by doing so, we are potentially denying the alleged victims their day in court to speak their truth.
Why did
and to say this happened to me?
Okay, so if he's dispatched, the courts are not a psychology session. The courts, if in fact these people want to have their day, let them go on with Oprah or somebody else where people watch.
Don't agree. This happened to me, and I am testifying against him. That is what happens in the court of law.
I understand that's what happens, but in this case, it's a waste of taxpayer money. We're not here to, in this case, coddle. I don't mean to seem harsh, but this guy deserves the harshest treatment he can possibly get. And it doesn't include sitting in a courtroom. These people who have a grievance against him ought to find another venue in which to be heard. That's my point. It isn't.
It's called a trial.
Yeah, well, it's a waste of taxpayer money. I think this guy doesn't deserve it. In this circumstance, I'm real hardcore when it comes to people who do this to other people. I don't think they deserve anything except execution.
I'm speaking for the other people.
I know you are. So I'm just suggesting to you, it's not an argument here. I'm not saying that you ought not to have your day in court, but the court of justice or the court of public opinion. Court of public opinion has more value for me, it seems to me anyway, than to do it the other way around, spend a lot of money. That isn't necessarily, I don't know, it just, we'll go around and around in a barrel on this. Suffice it to say that Epstein will get his due reward, let's put it that way. 16 after the hour, in a moment, who's been hacked? Capital One account, have you? Have you got a hack? Yeah, you got one of those bank accounts? Whoa! Well, you probably heard some of that story. We'll review it because it's the number 8 issue this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm joined by Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen here on the countdown of the overview of what's going on. I would like to invite you to save up to 50%, sometimes 60%, by using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. You get all kinds of gifts. You have warranties. You get 60-day guarantees, mattress toppers. If you're not getting a good night's rest, pillows, mattress toppers, a better pillow, sheets, all the sorts of things that you need, you should go online to MyPillow.com just to see the size of the factory and see what goes on in that factory. There are 3 buildings, 400,000 square feet of manufacturing space in Minnesota that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is another great American success story. Everything made in America that's sold here in America. To those of you Americans who want to get a good night's rest, there's nothing better than MyPillows, MyPillow themselves, the MyPillow sheets, MyPillow, the mattresses, the mattress toppers. There's just a myriad of things. A fabulous website. It's kind of fun to go nose around. You want to buy a lot of stuff, they'll finance anything over $200 too. That'll help you. Wake up feeling better than you have for a long time. Go to MyPillow.com, order whatever, mattress toppers, sheets, pillows themselves, and get lots of good discounts. The MyPillow.com website will look for a promo code, use DJV, so you can sleep better. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love it. I'll take it for life. When I go in and I get my all my checkups and everything and that, my numbers are just, they're through the roof. Good. It works well.
It is the most wonderful product I think I've ever taken.
The success of using this product has just been wonderful. And it's so pleasant to take. It's so easy to use. There's just no downside to it. If a product like this is going to improve your life, then this is the best one out there.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Continuing on now with our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world with some news talkers. Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington is here on the air with us. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the top 10 stories as cataloged by the folks at the Talkers Magazine offices here in Massachusetts. They listen to a lot of radio programs and hosts and get input from people running stations as to what the big deals are of the week. Number eight is that hack at Capital One. And my only comment is that we have a world that is out of control in terms of technology. Yeah. There's too much of it. I spent 2 hours trying to get on the air today before this broadcast. It was very frustrating. It's humiliating. It's these people need a decongestant instead of a, or maybe they need an enema that's full of decongestant. I'm not sure what it is that they need, but I know that it is annoying to the nth degree to pay the kind of money that we do and get the kind of service that we do, the lack of protection. It's way, way beyond what we can actually deal with. And so here's another example. Those of you who have accounts at Capital One, I have one. A lot of people have credit cards there, that sort of thing. What was it, 100 million of these? Wasn't it that was 100 million?
Yeah.
Victoria?
Yeah, 100 million, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so what are you we are eager to talk about this. Help yourself.
Well, because I'm just so livid, and also because Capital One Financial, nor Amazon Web Services, which was hosting the data up in its cloud, they didn't spot the hack. The only reason so far that, you know, maybe they would have spotted it in a year or two or maybe a few months. The reason it came out was the alleged hacker, Paige Thompson, who's a woman, and we don't often hear about that, who's 33, went by the online handle Erratic, boasted about it in online platforms in very bold and silly ways. And one of the people she was chatting with gave the tip to Capital One, you know, hey, you've been hacked, buddies.
And
Capital One responded very quickly, by the way. Very quickly, very responsibly, investigated immediately. This hack only just happened and got in touch with the FBI. So kudos to them. Unlike Equifax, Capital One, right. it responds well.
God. Those, all of them. And where do they have their authority? Where does it say that they have the authority to tell somebody what my credit score is? Where does it? Where does that come from? Them or the other TransUnion or whoever it is?
Yeah.
The information is always wrong. Always.
And here's how it happens, Doug. Every time you apply for a mortgage or you apply for a credit card, that itty little bitty 3-point font says that you agree to give all that information to Equifax, TransUnion, and all those guys. And we don't even think about it because we don't read all of those little teeny tiny fonts of language there in these little contracts.
Yeah.
And you have no choice if you want that loan.
No.
You have no choice.
And by the way, one more thing. When they say they're going to give you $125 back, nonsense. I was on this 2 weeks ago saying that's only $31 million for people. So that's like about 248,000 people. A million people apply for the $125, they're going to get $31. If everybody applies for it, they're going to get a check for 21 cents where the check costs more than the money. So I say go for the credit monitoring. Go for the credit monitoring for 4 years. At least you got something worth $20 a month.
Have you, either of you, been hacked personally?
Yes.
Website?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I've been hacked.
Both of you have.
Have you, Doug?
Sir, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been. Yeah. Yeah. And the resolve is that there's no resolve. There really isn't. You know, you get I give you a new credit card. I can't tell you how many times my Discover card has been hacked.
Yep.
And they give you a new one. Okay, that's it. And you look at your list. That's why you got to look at the bill to see what is on there. And oftentimes you'll find, at least with Discover, hackers, they take $175 out and nobody notices. So they keep doing it. 28 past the hour.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration could soon reach a deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan that would bring thousands of troops home from there. The Washington Post is reporting that the Taliban would agree to a ceasefire. The U.S. would then bring home initially 4,000 of the 14,000 troops that have been stationed there. The Kennedy family suffers another tragic loss. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A death at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. Police say the 22-year-old granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy dies of a suspected drug overdose. Paramedics responding to the home and find her in cardiac arrest. She is pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital.
The Navy now reports a pilot who crashed on Wednesday in California in Death Valley National Park was killed in the crash.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To renew our connection to the world of conversation radio news. Talk radio is our focus. Talkers Magazine is the source. And the conversation about the big stories of the week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, the week of July 29th to the 2nd of August. Mercury is out of retrograde. And hopefully we'll, yeah, right. It was not a pleasant period this last 3 weeks or so in all kinds of ways. So we continue with broadcasters Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, and Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Just so you get an idea what sometimes these people sound like in their own environment, here's a promotion that I have culled from Rick Jensen's program. I thought you might enjoy this.
The Rick Jensen Show. Noon to 3, WDEL.
Attention voters, it's Uncle Bernie. Vote for me for free health care, free college, free haircuts just like mine. And here's how we pay for it. We all pool our Kohl's cash and Walgreens rewards points. Hey, we can do this.
The Rick Jensen Show. Noon to 3, 101.7 FM, 1150 AM, WDEL.
WDEL, Lowly, the big voice announcer there. Hi, that's pretty typical, I would think.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Bullhorn Bernie?
Free haircuts. Everybody.
Well, would you like for Bernie to give you free udder cream for the cows?
Yes, that'd be even better. Udder cream. Absolutely.
And so, Bernie, I need Doug Steffens' vote, and here's, I'm angry, don't interrupt me, I'm going to point my fingers right at you, Doug, don't say a thing, free udder creams for all your cows, and here's how we're going to pay for it. We get that billionaire cow, Elsie of Barden's, and she pays for all your udder cream, because every cow's udder deserves to be soft and smooth and all that, because that's what they deserve. Vote for
the
me,
American
Bernie,
way.
Thank you.
There we go.
And he wrote
free
the damn bill.
Cream.
Free udder cream. Okay, that's how I'm more interested in the other side.
The other side?
Okay.
Oh, that was very humorous.
Number seven.
Side,
I don't want to spend any time on this because it's more of the same, and there are a couple more items in here in the time we have allowed that I think you'd rather get to. But number seven, just if you're keeping the list, you can find the list all printed at talkers.com, by the way, every week. The Garlic Festival shooting, the Brownsville shooting, nothing happens as a result of conversation about this. Nothing. So it's the same late teen, early 20, angry kid, mostly boys that do the shooting. Where'd they get the gun? What's their mental health profile? All that stuff. It's the same crap. Number six, speaking of the same crap, six and five are the same crap. Iran and what we're doing or not doing with them, and China and what we're doing and not doing with them. Although I think the Huawei part of the Chinese thing, I don't remember whether it inveigled its way into the conversation last week or not. The president said that we can, the Chinese said they'd buy more farm products from America if we went easy on Huawei. Did we talk about that last week? Or was that?
Yeah, and the Chinese actually said that even before it was a condition before the president had his talks with Xi at the G20 summit in Japan. That was one of the conditions going in.
Lovely. All right, well.
Oh, and in the China-US trade war. Sorry.
Say, the trade war, what about the trade war? It's continuing.
Well, now the president's going to slap tariffs on just about everything from China. I'm just looking around my house. That's everything.
Yeah, I'm just looking at where there was a list I had in front of me, and now I can't find it, of the things that were on the tariff list. Yeah, it's pretty much everything. You're right. Yep, same thing. On and on it goes. Who's fiddling with what, and where is Rome burning? maybe I'm the only one who gets that Nero reference.
I got the Nero reference.
Okay, good. Boris Johnson. I'm leaving this to you. I find this guy to be he's got the right name. He's an obnoxious bore who is so self-centered. I'm interested in being an Anglophile because I love the country. Man, this guy, how did he get to where he is? What's the deal, Victoria?
Well, I've got an interesting side story for you today.
Okay, good.
Which is important for this reason. There was a by-election in a small area of Wales. But by-elections are very important because the Conservatives, or the Tories as they're known, which is Boris Johnson's party, does not have a very big majority in the House of Commons. And it's so small, in fact, that he has to have an alliance with a Northern Ireland party, a Northern Ireland Unionist party, which means that they support England, Britain. Well, he really needed the Conservatives to win this by-election yesterday, which they won last time with a majority of 8,000, which is a lot in this little area. They lost. They lost to the Liberal Democrats, which is not the same as ours, but they lost to the Liberal Democrats, and that was a blow because Boris Johnson now has a majority of brum, 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 one.
One. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it mean to us?
What does it mean to us in America? So we watch, from overseas here, and for those of you like Victoria and others who travel overseas, what I'm seeing is that this could actually be good for us and Americans who are traveling over to the United Kingdom, as the exchange rate will improve and benefit us in America as the value of their currency drops in relation to the dollar.
Me, 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 me. Isn't it?
Well done. Well done. Yeah. Well, it's true, right?
Yeah. Yes. But it's very bad for them. It's good for us, bad for them.
Well, but we have this trade deal that we've made. It'll be interesting to see how that actually shakes out. And meanwhile, for those of you who really want to know the inside of the inside, you may remember the name Michael Savage, who is moderately controversial as a right-wing talker. He wants to have, remember he was banned from entering the UK? Remember that from a couple of years ago? Now he has called on Prime Minister Johnson to issue him. There are 16 others along with him who are prohibited from going to England from America because they foment hatred. And now he wants to have this, quote, grave injustice corrected by Boring Boris. So we'll see where all of that goes. A lot of
you want to know what the big story is in Britain? And I'll say it very, very quickly. The big story in Britain is the Turkish bee.
Turkish bee.
Yes, an English family who went on vacation in Turkey inadvertently brought a Turkish bee back in their luggage.
Lovely.
And the British government has announced that it has to be killed. And there is an uproar about it, not only in Britain, but also in Turkey, where there are headlines all over the media saying, don't kill the bee. Don't kill the Turkish bee. This has now become an international
scandal.
Why
should they not kill the Turkish bee?
Well, it's quite a rare bee. And anyway,
so it in a suitcase and send it back to Turkey then on British Airways?
Well, the problem is the bee has escaped.
Oh, my God, no. It's going to now mate with other regular bees, and then we're going to have a cross. We'll have mulatto bees.
Yeah, it's a huge story. There are pictures of this bee all over Britain and all over Turkey. Don't kill the Turkish bee.
And it's how do you recognize it? Does a Turkish bee have something on its head, some head gear, or what is? How do we know?
It's got a special head. Anyway, it's been condemned to death, and a major Istanbul newspaper is calling for its life to be spared. And it's a Turkish literary figure has criticized the death sentence. It's a huge thing.
My God.
Can we make a swap? Can we do like a prisoner exchange here, Victoria? We'll take all those bees if they'll take our stink bugs.
I'm with
What's
you.
Wrong? The stink bugs just smell like Pine Sol. What's that? I don't know why they call it.
I know, lovely Pine Sol. Yeah.
Pine Sol, that's what it sounds like. It smells like. In a moment, we discuss the Baltimore situation and how we also probably ought to spend a minute on the Reagan recording that became a big to-do this week. As we continue on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen, if you have not taken care of those ugly yellow teeth of yours yet, may I send you to Power Swabs? I can, I will, you ought to. Pick up the phone, call 800-208-1797, and get the 5-minute treatment that will change your teeth, your color, the stains that you've got there. This product lifts them off of the enamel. It doesn't eliminate the enamel, which is what pretty much every other product. So when you eliminate the stains by eliminating the enamel, it makes your teeth, the core of your tooth, is now exposed and more cavities. You can have more problems with health. There's nothing, you know, your gums and your teeth predicate a lot of your good health or bad health. So let's not do it the bad way. Let's use our brains here and get our teeth to look younger and whiter by calling 800-208-1797 and using Power Swabs. Very inexpensive, a great way to return to a great white smile. Helps you with that job, promotion, your love life, whatever. And by the way, if you've been married for a long time and your wife or your husband says, you know, your teeth really are ugly, let's see if we can't do something about it. Or maybe it's a thing you can do together, the husband and wife challenge. Whose teeth gets whiter faster? 800-208-1797. It's been sold now on the market. I think I've been talking about 5-6 years, maybe a little longer. Dr. Martin Ginniger is the one who created this formula. You can get it from him at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you get it for half the retail price.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals. That's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
So we have a great way for you to fuel up, fuel with Valero. Top-tier certified quality fuel from Valero. It'll keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. The name is Valero, V-A-L-E-R-O, Valero. All right, let's keep moving here for a couple of more moments with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones. The Baltimore situation, I said, I don't know what, actually, what is there to say? It's just more Trump throwing gasoline on the fires that he starts, right? That's pretty much it.
Anybody well, if you're talking about, you know, calling it, saying it's rat-infested and crime-infested, using the word infestation like the CNN anchor saying, oh, my gosh, it's a racist thing. And then there's audio that comes out of Elijah Cummings himself saying, oh, look at my district. It's rat-infested and crime-infested. And then you have the former mayor, Mayor Pugh in Baltimore, saying, oh, you can almost smell the rats and the animals. So that the whole thing becomes nonsensical, doesn't it?
It sure does.
You could always ask. You could always ask Jared Kushner about his apartments,
slumlord,
according to the reporting from the Associated Press.
Slumlord. Okay. The Nixon Reagan conversation. I've always had high regard for Reagan. I don't know that I think that comment. What does it mean? What does it say about him? It stirs the pot in a time when we have a lot of people that'll. It's not acceptable. It's kind of disappointing, actually.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. I admire and love Ronald Reagan. And then when I saw this, the deal is the UN took its vote to seat this delegation for Beijing instead of Taiwan back in 1971. And yet members of the Tanzanian delegation started dancing in the General Assembly, many of them not wearing shoes. So there's Reagan talking to Nixon, and he's raging about this, saying, man, I don't know how we stop this. Of course, remember Reagan, not a fan of the UN. And they called him monkeys, saying they're dancing with without shoes, and it's, you look at today and say, yep, that's racist.
Well, it isn't smart, to put it that way. All right, Rick, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, Victoria and Rick, on the Talk Radio Review.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Seemly theme for a movie that was very violent, very brutal, but yet did well in the ratings. It was a good showcase for Clint Eastwood and Gene Hackman. Hackman played a bad guy, and he not often played a bad guy, but Chucker, he really played a bad guy in this one, and got it in the end from... man, not so much in the end, but he got it, if you know what I mean, from Clint. So this is from The Unforgiven. Oh, that's about a 20-year-old movie, isn't it? How long ago was that made?
Believe it or not, this day, Doug, in film history, Unforgiven came out in 1992.
Wow! Good
yeah.
God.
And Clint Eastwood won the Oscar for Best Director. Gene Hackman won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. And the film itself won the Oscar for Best Picture, and really solidifies Clint Eastwood in a different realm in the industry. He was directing well before that, but mostly a lot of the Dirty Harry films and some other films that were in the genre. This put him on the map in terms of a big A-list director, and he's directed a lot of high-profile projects ever since. He's still doing it too.
I'm trying to think about whether he and Hackman ever were in another film together.
I don't think so. No,
I don't think they were either. Yeah. Now, Hackman never directed either, did he? He just wanted to be an actor. I don't remember ever getting...
I don't know if he... I don't think... If he directed it, maybe it was one small film. I don't think so, though. I say no. Yeah, just acting.
Yeah.
And Hackman's been retired since the movie Welcome to Mooseport, which he did opposite Ray Romano, which has got to be about, 15 years ago?
Yeah, it's quite a while ago. It was a silly movie.
Yeah.
But Hackman, I think, is one of our great... character actors of the modern.
Well, he's my favorite all-time actor, Gene Hackman.
And I think one of the best roles, there are many good ones, but when he was an enemy of the state, the way he played, I thought that was a fabulous movie. And still, it still holds up.
Well, I think Hoosiers, to me, is as good as any. I mean, it's just a great movie. It's a perfect role. Obviously, my favorite film of all time is the 72 disaster film, The Poseidon Adventure.
I know you love
where he
that.
Played Reverend Scott. I love him in that film. Although, I'll tell you a funny story. When he went on talk shows, I think I told this before, he never talked about his role in The Poseidon Adventure because evidently, even though he had a really good experience on set, supposedly, he evidently held a little bit of an anger issue against producer Irwin Allen and director Ronald Neame because they made him wear his hair in a comb-over, and he did not like the final result on film and never talked about the movie after he made it, which makes absolutely no sense because it was the only film he did where he was the lead star in an action movie. He never did that before or after, and it was a huge hit. In 72, so it really helped his career a lot, even though he just won the Oscar for The French Connection.
Yeah, at that time, French Connection and Poseidon, that put him on the map, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. And Eastwood, as you said, continues. The pictures you see of Clint Eastwood from 30, 40 years ago and the pictures of him now, he just looks old, almost frail. He's 89.
If you saw him in the Mule early in the year, end of last year, which I liked a lot, but
good
he was when he came on screen for the first time, he was very frail. But having said that, after 10 minutes of screen time, even in his upper 80s, he still feels like a movie star.
Oh yeah, absolutely a movie star. All right, what's coming out this weekend that we can look forward to?
The big one is Fast and the Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham. Expected to be number one around a $65-70 million opening weekend. Reviews are mostly positive, which is good because that's what you need now in the industry.
Come on. You know what you're going to get. You get exactly what you expect from these two guys being together. Exactly.
I agree. I completely
agree. Shoot them up, and blow them up, car chases, crashes. That's what
you get. You get a lot of money on screen because these movies are really well produced. Yeah, a little bit over the top, no doubt about it. Makes the Lethal Weapon film feel like a serious drama. Cartoonish some of the stuff they're doing now, but
Mickey Rowe, who's he? Do you know?
I don't know. You tell me.
Said that he's apparently autistic, and he thinks that Hollywood ought to cast more artistic actors. I don't know, are there that many roles calling for artistic actors these days?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I guess he might have a point. One other bit of movie news I want to bring out, Star Trek and Wonder Woman actor Chris Pine, a really good actor, attached to play late CBS newsman Walter Cronkite in a movie called Newsflash. It will take place November 22nd, 1963, the day John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I like him a lot. He's really good.
I do, too. That's an interesting play. 59 after. Thanks, Chucker.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.